Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Energy Capital Economic Development unveils strategic plan and merger. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Energy Capital Economic Development, in partnership with the Gillette College Foundation, announced a new strategic plan today, celebrating over 50 public-private partnerships that would create nearly 2,000 jobs in Northeast Wyoming over the next decade. According to a press release from Energy Capital Economic Development, the organization merged with the Office of Economic Transformation following the conclusion of the EDA grant in December. OET has helped reimagine our future, putting the Powder River Basin back on the global map. According to Tyler Miller, ECED board chairman. Over the past year, ECED and OET have engaged with more than 170 businesses, resulting in 50 active deals. OET will join ECED as a division, adding staff effective January 1st to continue building Northeast Wyoming's entrepreneurial ecosystem. Wyoming lawmakers stalemate on property tax relief bill. A major property tax relief bill in Wyoming is now in limbo after House and Senate lawmakers failed to reach a compromise on Tuesday. Senate File 69, which initially proposed a 50% tax cut, was met with resistance in the Joint Conference Committee, where a 25% compromise failed in a deadlock 3-3 vote. Cowboy State Daily reported Senator Troy McEwen of Gillette called the impasse hugely disappointing after 3 years of pushing for tax relief. The Senate's version proposed a 25% tax cut with no backfills for local governments and an 8-month residency requirement starting in 2026. The House wanted a 50% cut with backfills and an expiration date in 2026. Senators believed a deal had been struck Monday, even exchanging a handshake, but House members said they needed more time. Representative Scott Heiner of Green River argued the House caucus must review the numbers before making a final decision. The bill's fate remains uncertain, with lawmakers expected to reconvene in the coming days. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.